The weekend that was definitely an interesting one. There never seems to be a dull moment in Lismore. Chest Puff Thursday was quiet. There was no violence reported, but one local was issued with a $150 fine for offensive language for dropping the C-bomb. A lot of people do not realise that we do not have freedom of speech in Australia, since the offensive offensive language still exists. As much as I dislike such language when not appropriate, it has never been clear to me why one person is issued an infringement notice or arrested when so many use similar language every day and are never penalised or asked to refrain from using it. The night also saw a fire cause some damage at the United Service Station on the corner of Keene Street and Ballina Road in Lismore. The fire brigade and police were promptly in attendance and the fire was quickly contained. It appeared as though someone set light to some rubbish beside the service station, adjacent to the structure, but away from the LPG tank and the petrol bowsers. Friday Fight Night had its usual share of problems, but a much smaller group of street dwellers were seen. There was one juvenile who was taken into custody by police. An ambulance was called to have a look at him while in handcuffs due to his behaviour. He was eventually conveyed to hospital by police and then scheduled. A late night business owner's vehicle was also damaged by a guy on the street who apparently struck it with his fist. Security from one of the local pubs quickly caught the guy and advised the owner. It seems no further action was taken. The most serious incident of the night was unreported and happened down at the service station. Three guys set upon one other guy until his mate got out of the car to help. They were seemingly successful defending themselves against the three attackers before jumping back in their car and driving off. A squeegee was used as a weapon and a water station was knocked over. No serious injuries were reported. Saturday night is fast becoming the premier night of choice to head out in Lismore. The incidents are usually pretty minor, possibly due to the larger presence of security and police in the streets. There were also a number of young people hanging around since school holidays are back on, but most were well behaved. Ironically, one lady was conveyed from the area by police after refusing to leave one of the licensed premises for some time and then urinating in the street. She was heavily intoxicated and told she would receive an infringement notice in the mail. There were also a few domestic arguments in the street which seemed to end without any physical violence. This is River FM 92.9 and I am Big Rob. Find me on Facebook by following the Big Rob's Rant links on the Big Rob's website at bigrobs.com.au.